When in Alaska, do not ever shove a live moose out of an airplane mid-flight. It's a law.
Has that happened? Is it a problem?
I'm going to guess so.
I feel like this is down to one family.
Yeah.
Might have been a method.
Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmar, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
All right, we're back in the studio. We are excited to have my husband, Greg Zenon, back in.
Thank you.
Yes, it's so great to have you here in the studio with us today.
He was here last for the Star Trek 50 episode where we talked about all things Star Trek. So he's going to give us a little update on what's going on, how it finished out, and then what's happening coming up with Star Trek.
Yes.
We also have some Star Trek legal news.
And some Star Trek legal
news. Because, listeners, I don't know if you remember or not, you know, Greg is an attorney, so he gives us his take on, take on anything legal.
Isn't there some kind of disclaimer you have to say, like, this legal advice is not real legal advice, consult an attorney or something like that?
Well, I am an attorney, but nobody's going to rely on this advice, I don't think.
This is theoretical legal advice.
We're not giving advice as much as news.
So we're just, this is all for entertainment.
It's all for entertainment purposes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. So what do we have here? So what's going on with Star Wars? What's your big thing that you wanted to...
Star Trek.
I know. Well, you know, Star Wars is turning 40 this year, too.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
It's a big year for sci-fi.
What's going on with Star Wars is that we're not talking about it. Yeah. We're talking about Star Trek.
Is there something happening with Stargate?
I don't know.
No, but the new Star Wars trailer came out recently, and that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, we saw a piece of it. I don't know. I'm getting so confused. These franchises are so big now, and because we started unknowingly in the middle of them simply by being born in the 70s, now I feel like they're coming at it from all sides.
Yeah.
So they give us the backstory, what happened in the future. I'm confused. So let's tell me about Star Trek. That's something I understand.
Yeah.
Well, Star Trek, we're wrapping up the big 5-0.
Okay.
And the huge news at the moment is Star Trek Discovery, a brand new series.
Oh.
All right, cool. And it's on TV?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. We have an anticipated release date for the fall.
The fall.
Fall. Yeah.
Now, is everybody in the chat rooms abuzz with
this? Everyone is
so
totally
are there
abuzz.
Any rumors?
We have a cast.
Okay.
It's supposed to be original series timeline.
Oh, okay.
Set within 10 years of the original mission.
And Sasha is on it from Walking Dead.
Sasha is our protagonist.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, that's
I
so
love
great.
Sasha's our
protagonist.
Okay.
I stopped watching Walking Dead. I think Katie did as well.
I stopped.
But I love me some Sasha.
Yeah.
I like how Sasha kept her hair real and decent throughout the zombie apocalypse.
I liked the way she, her facial expressions.
Yeah.
She was good.
So Walking Dead just, I think, wrapped shooting in April.
Okay.
And they pick up Sasha right after that.
Great.
They had to keep it under huge wraps because they didn't want her commitments to Walking Dead to interfere. They didn't want... There's tons of Walking Dead conventions going on, so they didn't want her to start getting harassed by Star Trek fans, who can be very
aggressive.
Pushy sometimes.
Okay.
Rainn Wilson is going to be there.
Oh,
from
no
The
kidding.
Office.
Oh, great.
He's going to reprise the role of Harry Mudd.
Really?
A comic character from a few episodes.
I don't know who Harry Mudd is. I'm going to say it
explain
loud.
Explain who Harry Mudd is.
Harry Mudd is a space traveler salesman.
And he sold, most famously, Tribbles.
He did sell.
Oh, that was
Trouble
him.
With Tribbles, Rainn Wilson is going to do that character.
Great.
Which makes sense, because when he said Rainn Wilson was going to be it, I'm like, Dwight Schrute?
Yeah.
And the guy who played Mark from Rent... That very first
The redheaded guy.
Is coming on board as Star Trek's first openly gay character.
Okay.
And that's huge news because, and I only found this out recently, apparently of all series, in Star Trek Voyager, when they hinted that a character might be gay, Brian Fuller, one of the showrunners, got some hate mail from somebody about a character being gay.
Mm-hmm. Well, and all I have to say is, are there more than 10 people on this starship?
Yeah.
Then one of them is probably gay.
Exactly.
Or at least thinking about it.
Right, and in the new movies...
Questioning themselves. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sulu is gay in the new movies.
I'm hoping we're past all this now, though.
Exactly.
We're in space.
Well, we are now, because we have an openly gay character.
Nice.
He's going to be one of the main, I think, 7 characters in the show.
That's great.
And now, if they put it against the backdrop, so when does this series take place? What year is it?
So, it's, what they're saying is, take the original series, plus or minus 10 years.
So, what year is that?
You're going to kill me with a star date. I couldn't,
in relation to now.
In relation to now, you know what, you're going to kill me. I don't remember. I'm going to say maybe 500 years in the future.
Okay. All I'm saying is we've had gay marriage for centuries by the time it gets to the show. So an openly gay character should be kind of like
at that point. Yes.
So, and Michelle Yeoh is in it as well. Playing Michelle Yeoh from Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
Oh, yeah, she's still around.
She's still around. Good for her.
And apparently she is our protagonist's mentor.
Mm. Okay.
So that's going to be pretty cool. Tennis Anyone fans are going to appreciate
Donald
a couple of people. Not Donald Logue. What's his name? Malfoy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Malfoy is going to be in it.
He's from
Harry Potter.
Okay. But I like him from Tennis Anyone, which is one of my favorite movies with Donald Logue.
And the tennis player that played with him is also going to be in it.
Really?
Yeah.
He's a comedian.
He's a tall, goofy
comedian. Okay. Yep.
He's also going to be in it.
I'm not going to say, I mean...
So what are you... I mean, is it going to be a whole new storyline going on?
Whole new storyline.
Okay.
Klingon to the bad guys.
Okay.
So this is during the whole Klingon time of control.
Mm-hmm.
The Empire is far better, the Klingon Empire, right, than the United Federation of Planets, which barely exists.
Yeah.
And so there's going to be a lot of battles between the Federation.
And the Klingons.
And
we know how this plays out.
The Vulcans get in on it. Yeah, we do know how it plays out. But during this time, they're at war. So there's going to be serious battles. Anyone who is hoping, who's old enough like me,
mm-hmm.
who's hoping to see sets like the original series is going to be sadly disappointed.
Okay.
So this is all going to look awesome. Technologically.
BSG-wise,
right. We're talking, 3D animation.
BSG-Y.
The BSG is Battlestar Galactica. The remake, just the look of it is very... Because you remember the original Battlestar Galactica?
Yeah.
It was kind of hokey-looking. Props.
Right.
Well, the new one is much more slick.
Oh.
Much more like something you would see in a movie theater.
Okay.
Speaking of BSG, Troy is going to be in it.
Okay.
Tori.
Okay.
Tori from BSG is going to be in it.
From Battlestar Galactica is going to be in this. Well, they're getting everybody from all different kinds of franchises.
I think this is good because then you'll have a consistent style of acting.
Yeah.
So these are people who have all done, sci-fi.
Yes.
For television.
You guys recently mentioned that Jason Statham movie with Meg.
Yeah.
Rainn Wilson is in that too, I heard.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. I love these.
So now we have these crossovers.
Movies where they have one, comic actor in it.
Well, they're trying to get anyone that they can into it.
Yeah.
I was just watching Strangers with Candy, the movie, and Chris Pratt is in it, and he's, 15 years old.
Oh.
Yes.
God. I accidentally bought the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh. One?
I already saw it, but I was my device, my Fire Stick, it was hesitating, so I got impatient. I kept hitting all the buttons.
And you purchased the film.
And I purchased it.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant you bought the DVD.
No.
I want to see that.
It's a really good movie.
It's a great movie, of course, but I didn't want
to
buy it.
You didn't need to buy it.
Yeah.
It's funny, because a lot of fans are like, where did they dig up these characters from the Marvel or comic universe, wherever they got them from? And they were all really old characters.
Yeah, they're very, very old characters.
So, they're original stuff. A lot of fans were happy about that.
Yeah.
So, when is this show going to be on?
So
how can people see it?
It's supposed to be...
Or is that a part of the mystery?
It's supposed to be in the fall.
Okay. We know what that means.
The first 2-part episode is going to be for everybody on CBS. And then after that...
Wait, who?
Yeah, I know.
Right? So all the young kids are not going to see it.
Yeah, no young people will see it because it's not on CBS.
They're hoping not only do they see it, but then they're going to move it to CBS All Access, which is going to be their HBO Online or Netflix version of things where you have to pay per month.
I don't know how many people are going to pay for NBC, CBS, or ABC.
It's a hard sell.
Yeah. I don't know what their properties are right now. I know people are willing to pay $10 for HBO, but HBO is giving you huge...
Mm-hmm. And HBO, Game of Thrones is coming out.
Yeah, Game of Thrones is coming back on. Showtime is giving people series that they're really interested in. They're all over. So people are willing to pay $10 for that.
Yeah.
For CBS, I can't tell you right now what their main series are. And I feel like a lot of those series are also available on Netflix. Mm-hmm.
And they're just available for free online.
Oh, yeah. So why are we all doing
CBS and NBC have always been
basically
available
free.
Online to anybody who has cable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you sign up for Optimum or Synergy or Verizon,
mm-hmm.
and now you have NBC or CBS, and you can watch your favorite shows.
I think we might even have it. I don't know how to access it, but I think we have it through
and
Optimum.
Then, right. You get the app, and then you can even watch NBC on your phone if you're into Grimm
or whatever.
So are
they going to move this to you? Got to pay to see it?
Yeah.
Let's see how it goes. It's a new
hoping,
model.
Yeah, they're hoping that Star Trek alone is what heralds
is what's going to
be. But they then must offer, I think, all Star Trek content that's available, and it's all already available on Netflix.
Right, right.
Well, all the Star Trek is on Netflix.
This is crazy.
Original series.
Yes.
Next Generation.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
Enterprise.
The reason for that is that Netflix is now international. And so, internationally, the way to watch this show is going to be through Netflix.
Okay.
Because CBS has no international presence.
Okay.
So, CBS hooked up with, I think, Bell in Canada
mm-hmm.
to air this and hooked up with Netflix. And so, the
to
agreement was that Netflix gets the whole gets all of Star Trek, the whole franchise.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about Bell. So you'll be able to watch, theoretically, all of Star Trek on either CBS or Netflix or Bell.
All right, that's cool.
Mm.
Then there might be some people out there who don't want Netflix and just want the Star Trek stuff, and maybe they'd be willing to pay for it.
If it's $10 a month and if it's 4 episodes a week, what is that, $2.50 an episode?
Mm-hmm. 4 episodes a week they're going to roll up?
I'm sorry, 4 a month.
Okay, I'm like, that's ambitious.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
If they're doing 4 episodes a week, that's worth $10 a month.
Yeah,
that's 16 episodes. That's not going
to
happen.
But they're only doing 13 to 15 episodes a season. So what are you going to do? You're going to get it for 3 or 4 months and then cancel it and then re-get
maybe
it?
Maybe they'd be better off just packaging it.
They would be.
As a binge watch.
Yeah.
They got the 4 R's.
So, Greg, so as an attorney.
Yes.
All right.
Right.
There's a couple of things here. I found this.
That's legal news, huh?
Now, this is a haunted courtroom in India.
Nice.
Apparently, have you ever been in, or do you believe in ghosts?
No,
you don't believe.
Are there any hauntings in any of the buildings or suspected hauntings in any of the courtrooms you've worked in?
No,
none
that I've heard of.
But you work in some very old buildings, good old Brooklyn.
Nothing in Brooklyn has a haunting or any stories or anything like that.
No, nothing I've
heard
of.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Brooklyn courthouse is new.
Okay,
the Queens courthouse they just redid. Maybe the old ones have some stories.
No, I'm disappointed.
Yeah,
they had it in this courtroom in New Delhi. They had to install closed circuit television cameras to find out what was going on. Books were disappearing. Lights were switching on and off by themselves. The computers were going on and off by themselves.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like faulty wiring and theft.
Because they thought somebody was stealing. They thought there was, something going on. But there is a resident spirit, they say, that is terrorizing people on duty as well. Yes.
Do they see a ghost?
But you got to remember also that in that country, there's a lot of paranormal that is considered to be just a part of their culture.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Police regularly investigate complaints of supernatural events. So you can call the cops and be like, there's a ghost here, there's a werewolf, there's something.
Yeah.
They'll all take it
seriously. I
heard seriously.
In parts of China, it's the same way. You're like, there's an evil spirit. Like, they're like, all right, ma'am, just calm down.
I'll be right over.
We're going to be there.
Yeah.
Don't go in there. Don't antagonize it.
Yeah. The police say, we entertain all complaints. It could be against zombies, werewolves, whatever.
this sounds like a great TV show.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Ooh. Copyright, hey, you know
it. Yes, tough Indian cubs.
Yeah, people will say there's levitating holy men, there's firewalkers, conjurers, religious statues seeping saffron water.
Mm-hmm.
They say that's how everybody in India was brought up, like ghost stories and all of that. So it's all steeped in there.
It's infused in the culture.
Right, right. And so now they have, there's so much going on in this courtroom. So many things are in a disarray. They're all like, all right, let's see what's going on. Let's put on the cameras and
they find anything?
No, well, there was a 5-minute video I was watching, and
The investigation is still underway. Is that
it's underway? Yes. Yeah. Yeah, so, but wow. It shows like a bunch of screens of computer screens in this office, and they're going on and off and on and off.
Okay.
And,
well, that around. Just sounds like.
Yeah, it sounds like Verizon on a Sunday night.
But also, I was doing a little research on Jinn, J-I-N-N, and apparently they do like to attack IT departments.
Yes, yes.
And they do get into computers. There's a belief that, and it makes sense, if you're going to have this belief in otherworldly things, why shouldn't they interact with technology? Whatever.
They say here, in this case, they just referenced, they said it's like 16 million people in that city, right? And there are jinns, they believe, that inhabit the city's shrines and graveyards. But now with so many people, and gentrification and new people coming in, all the jinns are getting disrupted and mm-hmm. disturbed. And
they're
so
they're coming out. They're taking the streets.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fascinating.
Or they're going online.
I have an article here about the five different types of jinn. It says, according to Islamic beliefs, they divide sentient beings into three categories. Broadly, angels, malaika, the hidden ones, jinn, and humans, which are called Nas or Banu Adam. So those are the three.
Those are the forms. So there's like an angel form, there's a human form,
and a hidden,
it's like an invisible jinn.
So these jinns, there are different kinds of jinns. There's one called Marid, large and imposing, the most powerful of the tribe, classic genies of folklore. So this is the one that you see coming out of the lamp. Or the bottle. Often portrayed barrel-chested men, booming voices, shaved heads. Originally, they were sea spirits, but they are often associated with water, and they often take sanctuary in the ocean. While they are very powerful, they are not technically minded. Mm-hmm. This is why I brought this article. They are not technically minded, and therefore unlikely to infect your hard drive.
Oh.
However, that you're laughing, but it's kind of like...
I did it by accident.
They're bringing in, you know...
All they wanted to do was get online for a minute.
Yeah, right.
Buy a new magic carpet.
Yeah. They're like, how do you work this thing?
Right.
One known case of a Marid being imprisoned in a flash drive, doing quite a lot of damaging to the OS, attempting to free itself. Please be aware when opening any unfamiliar attachments. If any of your computer peripherals exhibit a telltale blue-gray cast, please disconnect them from your machine and take them to a qualified technician. You have yourself a jinn.
That's awesome.
You know, but the older jinns that don't know computers have to call their grandkid mm-hmm. jinns.
To
be
like,
how do I...
There's also a ghoul, which is a type of jinn, Sila, which is a female type of jinn, Vitala, which is actually a vampire. I didn't know that in the Islamic world they had the vampire. Huh. But so there are these different types of jinn take on different qualities of things that, you know, like vampires, werewolves that are in other cultures, mm-hmm. but they call them jinn in general. And yeah, they do apparently get up in your hard drive
wow.
and run amok. So,
wow.
Hey.
Man, can you imagine downloading a jinn?
You probably have downloaded one.
Yeah.
You had a virus?
Download a
Sounds like a computer virus
yeah.
to me.
Yeah, right?
Huh.
So, fascinating.
Three digital wishes.
All right, I want to do some advice while you're here.
Well, everything that we say here is copyrighted
to
ourselves.
Yeah. Oh, and our attorney is here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As well. So I'm going to kick it off with some advice on advice from Pax. Advice on advice is a segment where we find advice on the internet that stinks.
And it's unqualified.
And we improve upon it by giving our advice on the advice. Hence, hashtag advice on advice if you're all still doing hashtags. So this is all about gratitude.
Gratitude, okay.
Dear Carolyn, my daughter and son-in-law live an hour from us. We meet once a month or so at a midpoint restaurant for dinner. Oh, it's only 1 hour?
Yeah.
Jeez. I always enjoyed this time. Enjoyed.
Ooh.
This time. And thought it was a nice custom. Recently, I caught my son-in-law talking to our waiter, giving him an extra tip and saying something about how sorry he was for the table.
Yep.
The next day, I called my daughter to see what was that all about, because my husband and I have very hurt feelings over the exchange.
Yeah.
I love these onion skin people who are assholes.
Yeah.
She told me she didn't think my husband and I realized it, but our restaurant habits are not very thoughtful. I demand specifics, and she told me that we split an entree and only order water. Huh. So the bills are always really low.
Yeah.
She said we are also demanding of the waitstaff, which is especially bad because we're not giving the establishment much money. I'm insulted by this. I don't see how splitting an entree is rude. You don't? A lot of places don't allow it.
Yeah.
And a lot of places charge extra for it.
Yeah. I also don't see why I shouldn't do what I want. That's the entire point of a restaurant, to serve other customer. The customer is always right. You are old. This lady is old.
Yeah.
She also told me 20% is the standard tip. My husband and I tip 10%.
Yeah.
For normal service. Yeah. 15% for good, maybe 20% if they washed our car while we were eating or something.
Oh,
what if they jumped down, spin around, pick a melon cotton? Do you give them 25% for that?
It's an older generation. They haven't changed with the tipping.
My daughter said she is sorry, and sorry I overheard the exchange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But didn't know what else to do. Well, my husband and I don't feel we're dining incorrectly. And that we feel it's rude for our daughter and son-in-law to correct our behavior behind our back.
Oh, they're doing everybody a favor.
They're doing keeping everybody the peace. They're correcting a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want to meet up for dinner with them anymore. And I can't get over my bad feelings about all this. Where do we go from here? Sad, bad restaurant guest? Question mark.
Yeah, well,
do
obviously.
Do they go home and share another dinner after the shared dinner at the restaurant?
Like, you're going out once a month. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
order, don't eat earlier that day.
Order if one each and take after. Some home.
Yeah, take some home.
Take some home. Yes, don't be rude.
And, but those are the worst people that will...
They'll leave change on the
they'll table. Harass the staff. I want this, I want that. And every time, they'll ask for one thing and then call them over, ask for one more thing and then one more thing instead of saying it all at once.
No, when I'm in a restaurant that I really like, I don't get to a lot, I'll order extra to take it home on purpose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I always leave, even when I go to a diner, even if I get the minimum, because sometimes I just get like a grilled cheese and like a little thing. It doesn't. I always leave a five. I always leave a five because I'm going to sit there for a while.
Yeah.
I'm going to sit there for a while. I'm going to get a cup of coffee filled several times. Mm-hmm. I like them to be checking on me, bringing me stuff, taking myself away, leave five. Right? Yeah. Even if it's not, even if that's more than...
The
20%. Because, you know, sometimes it's like $8 or $9.
Look, I've many times meet a client at a diner. We'll each have a coffee. We'll be there for 2 hours talking about a case.
Leave five.
That one
more.
Leave 10.
Yeah, leave 10.
For the coffee's $5, and I'm leaving another $5 on top of that. I'm leaving like, or $10 extra, whatever. Yeah. It's just a matter of courtesy.
The other thing is you're like, right. I mean, these people the customer's always right. That's not, no.
No, you're not always right. And your attitude stinks. Yeah. If that's how you're scrutinizing somebody, so you can not tip.
So someone has, we've all gone out. I've been cheap on the tip. You guys have upgraded my tip. Why should I be angry with you? Mm. Not my money. It has nothing to do with it.
Didn't you see Reservoir Dogs last night?
We just saw Reservoir Dogs last night, where they had the opening conversation about this one guy's like, I don't believe in tipping. They're like, cough it up.
Yeah.
These women work hard. This is one of the few jobs you can get. You don't have to be well-educated, but you only survive because of tips. In any case. So, Carolyn Hacks writes back, yes, you are bad restaurant guests. I'm sorry to have to re-deliver an unwelcome message. Where do you go from here? You act like grown-ups and push through the awkwardness and go back to your once-a-month dinners as you see fit, but leave a 20% tip for a skilled and friendly server. The waitstaff makes next to nothing per hour, so the livelihood is... you know, on tips, and 10% is seriously decades outdated. The other thing is that they see them once a month for dinner. Mm-hmm. That's a lot for a lot of people to see their family once a month.
Yeah.
So, and because if you don't want to see them anymore, they might be better off. Not.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if you are calling it quits,
you know,
good.
If this woman had the ability to ask this question, she probably had the ability to go online and Google what's the average tip in 2017.
Yeah.
Come on.
I'll always be mindful of the price point and service level of a restaurant before making demands on the staff. You can send back an order that was botched at any level, from Mickey D's on up, but you're not going to be fussing over garnish on an $8 entree. And I suggest that instead of harumphing over the couple's rudeness, you take a moment to appreciate the sensitivity, both to the staff and their feelings. Yeah, they tried to do this on the hush-hush.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They've probably been doing this the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the daughter-in-law might have been better off just lying and not even telling the truth.
I think she did the right thing, because they're probably tired of fixing their tip.
It's annoying.
And there's nothing more annoying to me than going out to a meal. Katie and I don't have this problem. You go out to a meal with somebody, and somebody doesn't really, I can't really eat anything. Then don't go out with me.
Yeah, right.
Don't go out with me. Don't sit there and move around a piece of celery and, you know, gaze at the water longingly.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
Don't.
Or order something stupidly, like the expensive appetizer.
Yeah, get the nice appetizer so we have a nice check coming.
Yeah.
So that we can, you know, we're sitting here at this
table.
Or the
one drink that's really expensive.
Yeah,
whatever.
Right.
Get the dessert.
Even it out, yeah.
Even it out. Because, like, come on, you just want to sit there splitting an entree?
Yeah.
The husband's probably starving.
Yeah. Splitting an entree.
Here's the thing. Are you having money trouble? Maybe instead of meeting Invite them over for a meal.
But it sounds like they're measuring everything. If they're meeting at this halfway point, mm-hmm. if they're splitting entrees, mm-hmm. if they're ordering water, if they're judging yeah. the server, then this is what they do. Has to be.
If they're that broke, maybe find another place to eat.
It's just about dividing things and making everything equal in their eyes.
And being these people are chintzy.
Yeah,
they're just cheap bastards.
The older generation should be the one taking care of the younger generation.
I agree.
The younger generation, you pass it down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. You should be treating them. Because it sounds like they're young. Maybe they're going to be having a family. Maybe they need that money. Help them out a little bit. But people don't think about that. And Hack suggests, instead of harumphing, I think you would learn a lot from my colleague, Tom Siestima, a restaurant critic and dining etiquette expert. And she gives a link. Please also give a hard think to the fact that you're reacting so defensively. You just received kind, honest, constructive criticism from a daughter. It was good criticism. I would have been like, why are you being so fucking cheap?
Mm-hmm.
You bitch.
Yeah.
Who lovingly spends time with you. Instead, look inward. You're looking to cut her off. Is that the best you can do?
Nice.
Right.
Good advice.
Well done.
Right.
Good advice.
How horrifying is that? Yep. I've had to fix people's tips before.
I did. I've done that. I've fixed people's tips.
Yep. I don't care. And I'll be damned if they're like, I don't want to go out to dinner with you. It's like, I didn't want to go out to dinner with you in the first place, you cheap bastard.
Mm.
You know what? Why don't you take the whole tip and I'll just leave the whole tip myself and why don't you just go out the back, slink out the back door like the dog you are. All right. So what do you have?
What do I have here? Oh, I was thinking about you, Greg. And you as a lawyer and the laws that you must come across. And I'm
not a bird law specialist.
There's 22 craziest animal laws. How do these laws just stay on the books?
Yeah, it's barnyard laws.
But do you also, there's these laws that are very archaic and arcane and are you glad that they're there so you can, like, whip them out and use them in your favor? Or
are you just like, why are these even
here? Is this just housekeeping?
All right, let's hear
what
they
are. Yeah, it's a little of both.
Okay. When in Alaska, do not ever shove a live moose out of an airplane mid-flight. It's a law.
Has that happened? Is it a problem?
I'm going to guess so.
I feel like this is down to one family.
Yeah.
It
might have been a method.
You can shoot a bear, but don't wake him up from sleeping to take his photograph. Huh? That's a law.
Well, can I wake up and shoot him and then take a photograph?
You can shoot a bear.
Wait, that's a legal thing. So read that one more time.
This is in Alaska. You can shoot a bear,
mm-hmm.
but it is illegal for you to approach a bear that is sleeping and wake him up to take a photo.
So can I wake him up, shoot him, and take a photograph? What do you think, according to this law? How would you interpret that?
I would, no. If you wake him up first and then shoot him and take the photo, you're breaking the law.
But what if I shoot him up while he's asleep, then take the photo? I'm all right.
That's fine, too.
Okay.
Yeah. Apparently, the law basically says don't wake a hibernating bear.
I think that's what they're trying to get at.
Yeah.
But you know how these things are written.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see. In Arkansas, make sure all cows walking down Main Street are home before 1 p.m. on a Sunday.
What happened?
Wow.
Before 1 p.m. on a Sunday? Is there a problem?
Yeah.
You know what? They want to get them off the street for the 2 p.m. hootenanny that takes place.
Yeah.
Arkansas.
Let's see. In Maryland. Cinema goers in Maryland must leave their pet lion at home.
Something you want to tell us about?
Jaquetta? What happened? Is there
a Marylander?
This has got to be I'm from the Eastern Shore. This clearly sounds like a Western Shore provision. I washed my paws of it.
No lions?
No lions in Maryland. Like, yeah. What kind of lion are they talking about?
A lion.
A mountain lion?
Yeah, anything.
Just any lion.
Any kind of lion.
Okay. You must not bring it to the cinema.
Yes, right.
Again. One family is probably responsible for this law being on the books.
In Chicago, you're not allowed to bring your French poodle to the opera.
Well, this is bullshit.
Yeah.
I feel like if a French poodle was allowed to be anywhere, the opera is where it should be.
Yeah, I know.
No?
Probably better dressed than half the
people. Yeah, I mean, don't you think that a person who goes to the opera would have a French poodle?
I would hope
about
so.
Them?
In Michigan, cat owners are not allowed to also have a pet bird. It's one or the other.
Really?
You can't have both.
Oh, I think I might know some people who are in violation of that. If the bird is caged,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
What kind of quality of life is that for the bird, though? Always staring at the cat about to eat it. wondering, I'm just one thin bar away.
Yeah, right. I know.
That's not.
But we've seen cats and birds living copacetically.
I don't know how copacetic it was. That cat was staring at that bird, yeah, licking its chops.
If you're driving in Pennsylvania and
then
you see,
be careful because you don't know what you're doing. Man, the worst drivers ever.
Well, if you see a horse heading your way, you must pull off the road and cover your car with camouflage to blend into the countryside.
What? Does everyone... Can you imagine from Pennsylvania? I'm like, hold on, cloak.
Oh, in Washington, you can only blow your nose indoors. Doing so outside may scare a horse and make it panic. So you can't blow your nose
outside. In Seattle, I see how. In the SeaTac area. Okay. Yeah.
In West Virginia, it is legal to pick up roadkill and take it home for dinner.
I'm surprised.
I'm not surprised. I think it's legal where I'm from, too. Mm.
No, it's illegal.
Oh, it's illegal?
No, it's legal.
Okay, it's legal. I thought it was legal.
I never thought if it being legal or illegal, I thought it was nasty.
I just thought, I thought you should remove roadkill from the road.
I didn't know, is it illegal anywhere?
Yeah, that's a good question.
And Maryland, all I know is if you have a shovel and you can move it to the side of the road, you should.
Mm-hmm. You should.
You should get it off the road,
There are a lot of taxidermists who get a majority of their work from roadkill.
There's actually...
Really?
There's a market for
it. We were at a Renaissance festival, and there are a group of furriers that only work with roadkill. They don't kill any animals.
Oh, wow.
They get a call, they go pick it up, and they, they harvest the pelts that way.
Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty fucking humane, in my mind, rather than slaughtering animals. Because there's enough roadkill.
Photographing rabbits from January to April in Wyoming is not allowed without an official permit.
Why?
What? Did the rabbits go to court? We are sick of this.
Is there some kind of rabbit photograph lobby that's just trying to keep,
I bet these laws, what is it? Just like one case happens.
That's what I'm saying. One family or one person does something
and then it proves
to be a knee-jerk reaction.
Yeah. It'd be so disruptive for whatever reason that...
Something to do with Easter coming up? I have no idea.
Mm.
What the hell?
Yeah. Another one... in Idaho, if you are going fishing, you cannot fish while sitting on top of a camel.
Again.
I'm just drawing a blank here.
Yeah.
I don't even know where to go with this one. Is that a problem?
Where are the camels?
In Iowa?
In Idaho.
In Idaho.
Are there
Do they have camels? I know they have camels in Maine.
So somebody had a camel and was fishing, and she's like, it's not against the law.
And then somebody was like, now it is. We just convened. Town council. And
so these laws are made
to stop specific
things from happening.
So weird.
Hey, you know it is a free podcast, free of charge, FOC.
Free as a bird, free falling even. Well, it's free for listeners.
We put a lot of hard work into this.
Editing and online hosting is frankly thirsty work. It's pretty dry in this studio, and we love a tasteful white wine. If you like our style, consider buying the gal a drink. We've added a PayPal donation button to heyyouknowit.com so you can show us some love with a one-time or recurring donation to cover a little something from the vine.
For $5, you'll be hooking us up with a happy hour glass of tasteful white wine, a 4-ounce pour. For a 10 spot, we can split a bottle of wine from the bodega across the street. For $15, we can kick it with a jug, because who are we kidding? For $25, you'll be making our dreams come true with a box of tasteful white wine concealed with a Mylar skin. Mmm, box of wine.
People have a lot of free time on
this.
Yeah, but I mean, there are laws like this, but I mean, there's all kinds of crazy laws out there.
Yeah.
But have you found in your practice that you can, pull one out and it helps support your case?
Are there any,
case?
Bizarre laws that you come across that just sell on the books?
Not so many left anymore.
They're purging.
Really?
The closest we come are laws that specifically protect children and sailors.
Oh, really?
And they're outdated.
Yeah, they're outdated, but sometimes during fleet
week. Children and sailors.
Children and sailors had a special category unto themselves.
Okay. Oh, really?
Along with, other special people.
That's interesting.
Their capacities for reason, let's just say, were never held to the same standard as the average human.
Mm-hmm. No kidding.
Sailors and children.
Sailors and children.
Well, because sailors were usually just
dumb and drunk.
And on shore.
Yes.
They're on leave. So if you were see someone who looks like a sailor, probably back in the day, when things were even more lax, if they weren't working, they were probably drinking.
Yeah.
When they got on the boat, different story.
Yeah.
You know, probably totally professional, competent, right, following orders. But, you know, it's like once you leave work,
then it's like, bars open. Goes.
That and blue laws, of course.
The blue laws, right. Those are the, you can't buy alcohol on Sunday. Why is it called a blue law?
You know, I don't know exactly. I know it dates back to the Judeo-Christian element to the law.
Okay.
And a lot of them were sexual-oriented. So I think in Massachusetts, a blowjob is still against the law, for example.
And that's considered a blue law?
That's a blue law.
I remember when I was growing up, the blue laws where you couldn't buy alcohol on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And then there were other things that you could do but you weren't supposed to do, like gamble,
mm-hmm,
play music, unless it was religious music.
In Mass, also, sex in any position other than missionary might still be against the law.
That's right. Yeah, I've heard about
this. People in Mass probably aren't complaining, though, if I know them.
Boarding houses, I think, are not allowed to have more than 5 rooms or the ability to rent to more than 5 people. Those are blue laws designed at houses of prostitution and gambling.
Mm, 5 is the magic number.
5 is the magic number.
Once you get above 5.
Yeah.
Woo!
And so that one got used by a lot of college campuses cracking down on landlords close by who would try to turn a 1-bedroom apartment into bunks for 6 college kids.
Yeah.
And then charge them a lot.
And charge them a lot.
It upsets me that they charge students more than they would like a family. It's ridiculous.
What's room and board? We're going to charge $100 less.
A little bit less. And you're going to not get as great conditions.
You get nothing.
Okay. So we're doing legal hikey here.
Legal hikey.
Maybe you guys can chime in on what you would think of it.
Okay, we'll try. We're not attorneys, but we play one on the podcast.
Yes, that's right.
A man proclaiming to be William Shatner's son wants to go boldly where no man has gone before in his legal challenge.
Oh.
Yeah, Peter Michael Sloan, 60-year-old Floridian insurance broker.
He's 60 filed years. That's right, because William Shatner's very old.
Yeah, right.
I was thinking it was like a young guy.
Yeah. He's filed a new legal complaint against Shatner after the U.S. federal court judge recently struck down his previous $170 million lawsuit claiming that Shatner is his father.
Wow. What evidence does he have?
None. The judge slammed Sloan's initial suit as a rambling recitation of various alleged meetings, letters, articles, radio transcripts, and internet posts. And he gave
William Shatner being like, "You are not my son."
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He gave him 30 days to refile and come up with some evidence. His only proof is that he has asked Shatner for a paternity test, and Shatner, through his people, has denied to allow such a farce to go forward. And he doesn't want to give any credence to it, and he didn't want to open any doors for 500,000 other people asking the 80-year-old guy for paternity tests.
So, does Shatner have children?
Yeah, he's got 3 daughters.
Does this guy look like William Shatner? You seen a picture of him?
I have seen a picture of him. Okay. I would say he does not look like Bill Shatner
at all.
No.
And what is his, like...
So he's claiming his mom was a Canadian actress, Kathy McNeil.
Mm-hmm.
They had a brief romantic relationship. They worked together in Toronto back in the day, 60 years ago.
They were young actors.
Yeah.
A lot of people were working
young,
together.
Young, hot actors. Yeah.
So the mom gave him up for adoption to a U.S. orphanage when he was 5 days old.
Oh.
And so he claims Shatner was the father.
Wow. Where's the mom? Deceased?
Didn't say.
Bizarre.
Well,
you better hurry up.
Yeah.
Because he's 60.
Mm-hmm.
Shatner's in his 80s.
Yeah, you better find a way to resolve this.
Yeah, you better get up there and swab him.
I know.
Figure something out.
So if you're a celebrity like Shatner, should you answer this stuff with paternity tests?
No. I imagine that a lot of people are, like, these kind of suits are going on constantly.
Yeah.
That people are always claiming to be people's...
Celebrities' kids.
Yeah, but what if you got around and you really could be the father? What if you really... And did you have a responsibility to be like, maybe I did sire a son?
Well, right, that's the question.
I don't know. I mean, it depends on what your sexual behavior is like. If you know you didn't sleep with this woman...
Yeah.
Then,
well, in this case, they had a romantic relationship.
But that doesn't mean there was sex.
No, it doesn't.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think that, you know, William Shatner or any other celebrity would have to, you know, consult their conscience. If they did have relations with a particular woman and they know it, then they should pursue it just on a moral level.
He doesn't seem like the kind of guy who, if he had more kids, wouldn't take them, though. Do you know what I mean? I don't know him well, but he strikes me kind of like, if he thought he had a son out there, he'd probably be trying to find
him. I would think so. This guy's been doing this for years, too. Mm-hmm. Trying to put together...
He probably could find out who his father... If he could find out who his real father is, he'd probably be disappointed.
Yeah.
But the same thing happened after Prince died, when a few people came forward claiming to be...
Of course. And why did they wait until he was dead to come forward?
Well, for the obvious reason. So the question is, right, when you have these cases, do you want to just get it over with a search for the truth, get the paternity test against... Let's just say the parent always says no. Mm-hmm. You want to change the rules and say, let's just get a paternity test and find out one way or the other in every case. Because really, you only need to do the DNA test once.
Right,
on
and
the
then
suspect,
have it as
and then you
but
have
here's
it on
the thing,
file.
The mother gave, I mean, he was given up for adoption, so this changes things as well. Mm-hmm. So for whatever reasons, the mother did not want the son, if it is Shatner, or whoever the father is, to have any rights.
To the child.
To the child. Mm-hmm. So doesn't that kind of change things?
Yeah, it could.
She made that choice.
She did.
To give the baby up internationally, mm-hmm. right?
International.
To do an international
That's
adoption.
Right. That's right.
So I wonder what the situation was.
Yeah, it could be anything.
It could be anything.
Yeah.
Who knows? She may be, there sometimes are very good reasons for hiding paternity.
Yes.
Very good and uncomfortable reasons for not knowing who.
Right. And if she was, you know, if she was an actress and young at the time and she was romantically involved with Shatner, she might have been romantically involved with a writer, director, producer.
Somebody else. And maybe trying to hide that.
Yeah. Or something horrible happened.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Something bad happened.
Right.
Yeah.
Or maybe nothing bad happened and she was just like, you know what, I'm not ready. I'm not ready. I want to get on with my career. This adoption seems... I mean, it seemed like the guy, aside from him trying to sue for William Shatner, he's a successful...
Yeah, he's got his own life.
He's got a nice life going on.
Yeah.
I'm sure his adoptive family is like, hey, it's up. We've been dealing with you for 60 years. What are you talking about?
Right.
Interesting.
Weird, huh?
I don't know what I would do. I might... I don't know if I want to... Do a maternity test. Is that even a thing? I don't know if I want to do that.
Yeah.
Well,
if I didn't think it was my kid.
Right. Hmm. Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, because you're opening yourself up to
anybody.
Anybody if they
want
to test.
Let's say you do it once, like your Prince, your Shatner, your Cher, whomever. You put it out there, and then people can go and check. They don't even have to tell you about it.
Is that how it works?
I wouldn't. No,
it's not how it works.
You could
create a system that's how it works.
I wouldn't like that. I mean, how would you like having your DNA? Anyone can come up to you
and check.
Not even tell you.
Yeah, not even.
No,
tell
I don't like that.
No, I don't like that either.
I don't like that at all. Huh. Well, thanks for coming.
Yeah.
In.
Thank you.
Yeah, this was great. This was like some Star Trek legal. We, you know,
yeah, all kinds of things.
Some advice on advice. So, thanks very much, Greg.
Yeah, thank you, Greg.
A lot of fun.
Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise. And let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at heyyouknowit.com. Thanks.
With a profile.
Yeah.
He's going to clean up the computer in some way, and then what else is he going to do?
Create a webpage for
him. Yeah, create a website for
him. Yeah.
Is there love, or is he just...
He needs to transform her life through these three wishes so then he can be released from the computer.
And he goes into a portable hard or a hard drive or something, and then she gives it to someone else.
But it has to be glass.
Might need this.
Yes.
A portable glass hard drive.
Okay, fine. I like
that. The shape of a mini lamp.
Three digital wishes. A Hallmark TV Lifetime original.
You guys should copyright that fast.